Picture a young woman sitting at her cluttered desk in a Tokyo staffing agency, surrounded by papers she can't find and opportunities she's missing. Despite working constantly, her sales numbers remain dismal. Then one day, she does something radical. She tidies her workspace. Not immediately, but gradually. Something shifts. She feels lighter. Documents appear when needed. Work becomes less of a burden. This woman is Marie Kondo, and this moment sparked a revolution that would eventually transform workplaces worldwide. What if the secret to career fulfillment isn't climbing higher, but clearing away what blocks your view? What if professional joy begins not with getting more, but with mindfully choosing what stays? That Monday morning feeling, arriving at your desk to find it buried under sticky notes, papers, and random objects, isn't just frustrating. It's physiologically damaging. Clutter raises cortisol levels, creating genuine stress in your body. Your brain processes every visible item, forcing it to constantly filter irrelevant information. Research reveals that 90% of working Americans report decreased productivity, negative mindset, and diminished happiness due to clutter. The financial toll is staggering. Businesses lose $89 billion annually as workers waste time searching for misplaced items. Digital chaos compounds this problem. The average office worker manages 199 unopened emails, 130 online accounts, and countless forgotten passwords, costing $420 per employee yearly. Unlike homes, workspaces are visible stages where others judge our competence. Studies show people with tidy desks are perceived as more ambitious, intelligent, warm, and trustworthy, qualities that directly influence promotions and career advancement. Through the Pygmalion effect, these higher expectations become self-fulfilling prophecies, creating a virtuous cycle where tidiness breeds confidence, which breeds success. The KonMari method for workspaces follows a deliberate sequence: books, papers, miscellaneous items, then sentimental objects. Start with books. Gather every volume in one place to see them as individual entities rather than background scenery. Ask, when did I buy this? Does it still serve me? Books that spark joy, motivate you, or help you perform better. Those bought to impress others have already fulfilled their purpose. Ken, an engineer, discovered his self-development collection revealed a deeper truth. He craved more fulfilling work, leading him to pursue a new career path. For papers, embrace a provocative rule. Discard everything. Keep only three categories: pending items requiring action, compliance documents, and papers that genuinely spark joy. Store papers upright in hanging files, never stacks. Beware the scan trap. Digitizing documents you'll never review creates digital clutter. From miscellaneous items, break them into subcategories: office supplies, electronics, job-specific tools, personal care, and food. Most people unknowingly accumulate absurd multiples. One client had 8 staplers and 12 pairs of scissors. Finally, tackle sentimental items: photos, letters, emotionally charged objects. Research shows people donate 15% more sentimental items when they photograph them first, creating a bridge between letting go and remembering. Digital clutter creates real consequences: maxed out storage, missing files, poor performance, notification anxiety. Start with your documents folder using 3 criteria: professional necessity, future utility, emotional resonance. Create 5 to 7 main categories, like current projects, archive, and reference materials. Transform your desktop into a purposeful workspace. Keep only items requiring immediate attention. Create a daily processing folder for temporary files and a Spark Joy collection for best work samples. Choose an energizing wallpaper. Nature scenes enhance productivity and reduce stress. Email demands strategy, as excessive engagement correlates with decreased productivity. Implement Inbox Zero with no more than 10 folders. Schedule specific processing blocks, 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., rather than constant checking. Audit newsletters and unsubscribe ruthlessly. Practice mindful habits. Use Reply All sparingly. Write concisely. Consider whether a quick conversation might replace lengthy threads. smartphone management is crucial. The average person checks their device 85 times daily. University of Texas research reveals that even a face-down, silent phone impairs cognitive performance. Conduct rigorous app evaluation. Is it essential? Does it enhance work? Does it improve life? Delete apps failing these criteria. Consider a second screen approach, moving social and entertainment apps to a secondary device to reduce temptation during work hours. Christina's workdays once stretched from 6 a.m. to midnight. By visualizing her ideal work life, she discovered nearly half her time went to joyless activities. She began saying no by default and reclaimed time for personal pleasures. Activity clutter consists of time-consuming tasks that drain energy without contributing meaningfully to goals. Workers spend less than half their day on core responsibilities, with the remainder lost to interruptions and non-essential tasks. Three psychological traps create this clutter. The over-earning trap occurs when we work toward goals we don't value. Research shows people will sacrifice enjoyment to earn rewards far beyond what they can use. The urgency trap leads us to prioritize deadlines over meaningful outcomes. Despite boasting about multitasking abilities, research reveals it decreases productivity by up to 40%. To escape these traps, write each regular task on an index card and evaluate its importance. Ask, is it required for my job? Will it help create a joyful future? Does it spark joy? Stop doing any task that doesn't meet at least one condition. When approached with requests, say, I'll think about it and get back to you. Research shows delaying commitment empowers people to decline tasks they don't enjoy. We make 35,000 decisions daily. Automate low-stakes choices through subscription services, decision rules like no Friday morning meetings, and email templates. Like Steve Jobs with his black turtleneck, successful leaders eliminate small decisions to preserve mental energy for important ones. For medium and high-stakes decisions, use a dedicated log or project management tool. Apply a strict filter. Keep only those critical to core work, your work-life vision, or genuinely sparking joy. For each, ask, should someone else make this? Who has the best information? Can it be delegated or automated? Research shows too many options cause decision paralysis. Limit yourself to 5 options. What constitutes low stakes varies by level. A CEO might routinely approve $10,000. A manager requires more consideration. Abandon perfectionism. It's often the enemy of good execution. For most decisions, good enough allows faster progress and learning. Set realistic deadlines to prevent analysis paralysis. Few decisions are truly irreversible. Build in regular review periods to assess and adjust, creating feedback loops to learn from outcomes. The key is distinguishing between decisions requiring your full attention and those that can be simplified, delegated, or eliminated. By tidying your decision-making process, you free mental bandwidth for choices that genuinely shape your career and personal fulfillment. Leanne, a British painter with 15,000 Instagram followers, spent 4 hours daily managing her network instead of creating art. After deleting her account and rebuilding with 2,000 followers, she doubled her sales within 6 months. Research shows we can meaningfully manage about 150 connections, Dunbar's number, with most interactions coming from just 10-15 people in our core support system. University of Michigan and Stanford studies reveal increased social media time correlates with decreased happiness. People share only highlights, creating unrealistic comparisons. Tidy connections platform by platform. For each contact, ask, do I need this for current job and industry growth? Can they advance my work-life vision? Do they bring genuine joy? If someone doesn't fit at least one category, delete, unfollow, or mute them. Tony, a sales professional facing job loss, relied on 4 high-quality connections who immediately provided 3 promising opportunities. To build essential connections, be fully present during interactions, mentor others, share mistakes openly, delegate meaningful work to build trust, and encourage informal play to deepen thinking and spark creativity. Tidying isn't a chore. It's interior designing your workspace. After organizing, choose items that spark joy, from pens to decorative elements. Practice Joy Plus by adding work unnecessary items like photos, plants, or crystals that lift your spirits. Many people switch jobs after tidying, but first conduct a joy analysis of your current role. Identify which aspects bring joy and which don't, determining what you can control. You thought she should leave food manufacturing for accessory design, but analysis revealed she could improve her situation by adjusting her commute and reassigning an unpleasant client. Anyone can make work spark joy, regardless of their job's perceived importance. Finding meaning in daily tasks creates joy. Our attitude matters more than the job itself. Begin each day with a simple ritual. I clean my workspace with a favorite dust cloth, thinking, may today be another great day at work. This takes less than a minute, but transforms space and mindset. Tidying is the first step toward realizing your vision of a joyful career.